Good morning, and thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition here on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. Coming up on September 11th and 12th at Wright State University is the 4th Annual Music and Medicine Symposium. This year it's professionalism in medicine and music, and there is both music and lectures going on for all day on Wednesday, and an opening night concert on Tuesday, September 11th. And here to talk about the 4th Annual Music and Medicine Symposium is event organizer Dr. Glenn Solomon from the Boonshoft School of Medicine at Wright State University. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me here.
Well, first thing, music and medicine, they can be intertwined. That's not often the case that people pair them up, but I know there have been many, many studies that have shown how music and medicine can be beneficial to each other. How did the Music and Medicine Symposium come about 4 years ago?
Well, people think about music in the arts, and they think about medicine as a science, but really medicine is about art of medicine and the science of medicine. And Roderick Dixon is a friend of mine from Chicago and is an opera singer well known here in Cincinnati for being part of May Festival for probably a decade now, performing with his wife Alfreda Burke at Riverbend last year in Hallelujah Broadway, being involved in the Classical Roots series here in town. And he and I have gotten to be friends over the years. And one night we were sitting and chatting about how many physicians started out with an interest in music. One of my colleagues at Wright State attended the High School for the Performing Arts in New York, as Rod did, and ended up in medicine, whereas Rod ended up in music. And so we got to talk about the relationship between music and medicine. And initially, we focused a bit on improvisation and jazz. And there are some studies that show that the same parts of the brain light up when jazz musicians are doing improv as when physicians are interviewing patients. And the truth is, in both cases, you're improvising. You know, how are you going to get the sound that you want when you're performing? How are you going to get the information that you need when you're a physician interviewing someone? It's a lot about thinking on your feet, working in a world of improvisation. And so we started thinking about sort of the art of medicine and a little bit the science of music, since music is very mathematical and really the roots are scientific. And so we started thinking about the mix between the art and the science in both medicine and music, and it led us to initially our first symposium 4 years ago, where we sort of focused on jazz and improvisation. Over the years, we've focused on other things. Last year, we focused on voice and the vocal performer and how medicine can work to help improve people's vocal performances. 2 years ago, we focused on opera and thinking about medicine and opera. If you think about opera and all of the people who die of tuberculosis in all of the operas.
Yes.
So we actually had talks on tuberculosis and focused on where it fit in the history of opera. We actually had our vocal music performers from Wright State performing and then critiquing them from a medical standpoint, that when you're ready to die of tuberculosis, you're not singing at full voice so that the last row in the theater can hear you.
True.
But you're coughing and you're singing differently and really working on some of the medical aspects of what we see in opera and in musical performance. And so over the years, that's really where we've gone. And every year we sort of look for a focus. And this year we've decided to focus on professionalism.
Well, let's talk about professionalism in a moment. And I was remiss in not mentioning that this is a collaboration between Wright State University's Boonshoft School of Medicine and their Department of Music as well. And it seems, you know, being at the same university, that it was a collaboration that doesn't often happen at a university.
Right. At many universities, the departments sort of live in silos, and the medical school is sort of off in its own and doesn't really interact much with the undergrad campus. And so for us, this was a big step, working with the people in the liberal arts area. And for me personally, it's been wonderful. I've only been at Wright State 4 years, but it's been a chance to get to work with some of the people who work on the undergraduate campus. And one of the speakers this year, for example, is our interim chair of English, who has an interest in literature reflecting on physicians in Victorian England, which is when doctors sort of went from being sort of the barber surgeons to being what we think of as physicians today. And so he's going to be on our program speaking about the history of professionalism, sort of as it's been seen through the literature. And that for us is a great opportunity to tie in other parts of the arts and humanities into what we're doing. So it's not purely music. This year we're reaching out into literature, and my hope is in the future maybe to expand into things like the movies and the cinema, television, looking at how the media views medicine and how we're perceived. Hopefully it's other than people like Dr. House.
Right. And some others we won't get into. Well, the Music and Medicine Symposium kicks off with a concert on Tuesday night. You mentioned Roderick Dixon and Alfreda Burke, and they will be performing. Now, is this just a concert or something a little more than a concert?
On Tuesday night, they will really just be performing as a concert. Tuesday night is a special treat for us. The concert's really broken into two parts. The first part of the concert is actually performances by medical school faculty. And we have an incredibly talented group of medical school faculty performing in a variety of modalities. We have everything from chamber orchestra, classical pianists, to kazoo performers. And really, one of my interns will actually be performing on the pipe organ. She has training in pipe organ, and we happen to have a wonderful one in the Schuster Hall in the Creative Arts Center at Wright State. And so she's going to be participating. So we have a wide variety. Everyone from our interns to our senior faculty have the opportunity to perform. Admittedly, the levels of performances vary somewhat. Yes. But for them, it's a great treat. I mean, our faculty don't get the opportunity to perform in public, and we usually have several hundred people filling the auditorium. So they'll perform the first half of the concert, and then the second half will be Rod Dixon and Alfreda Burke performing a number of different pieces, a wide variety, everything from classical to Broadway.
So you set the music up on that Tuesday night concert, but then on Wednesday, during the symposium, there are a number of lectures that will be delivered talking about professionalism in medicine and music. Define the professionalism. I mean, how does this enter into the equation?
What people are generally looking for when they go to a physician is they want someone who represents their vision of what a doctor is supposed to be. And professionalism can be defined as working in an area that self-polices and that the goal is caring for the patient far more than self-interest. So it's really interest in the patient far exceeding any self-interest. And if you talk to patients, if you talk to just people on the street, and they talk about their experiences in medicine, one of the big complaints that people have is communications. Their doctor doesn't talk to them. Their doctor doesn't listen to them. And that, to me, is really the core of professionalism and what we're really going to focus on, and an area where the collaboration with music really sort of makes sense. Music is about communication, not necessarily verbal communication, but it's about how you communicate with your audience. And medicine, in reality, is about how you communicate with your patient, who in reality is your audience. Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes not just the patient, maybe the patient and maybe the patient's family or other loved ones. And so a lot of what we're going to be focusing on is talking about how we can be more professional. What can we learn from our colleagues in music?
Well, a fascinating intersection of art and science, with art and science on both sides. So
right.
I appreciate you sharing with us this morning.
Thank you.
Dr. Glenn Solomon, the event organizer of the Music and Medicine Symposium, happening at Wright State University, September 11th and 12th. The concert's September 11th in the evening, featuring Roderick Dixon and Alfreda Burke. and the symposium taking place on Wednesday all day long. You can find out more information about the 4th Annual Music and Medicine Symposium by visiting our website to link to their website, our website, of course, wvxu.org.